coming through the doorway, a lump of cancer along the inside of his left leg. He wore a green silk shirt, old-fashioned black and white shoes, hair clipped all over his head but needing a shave, yellow wrinkled pants, dark shades. He gave the note to the teller, who was female, went crazy and screamed. He hit her across the face with a gun butt, reached a handful of 20s from the drawer, and turned in time to get the uniform guard, a fat guy, very big butt, grew Rose's name, Rossard. Rossard went down on the big fat butt, a very beautiful red coming out on a shirt like Rose's. The bandit started running half sideways toward the door, looking for somebody to shoot, looking for a hole in the sky, a way to make it. The people seemed to fit into the walls, and he made it outside, still running half bent, and then the squad car came from the other way. He saw it and ran up an alley. The two cops jumped right out and ran up the alley. Then you heard the shots, very loud in that dark valley between the downtown buildings. The violence and gamble and anger of all men screaming. Then it was quiet. You thought of bread baking or men under oxygen tents. When the ambulance came, they carried out one cop, put him in first, then carried out the bandit. Put him in the same ambulance, and the cop who was standing, holding, waiting, standing there holding his wrist, where he'd been shot, he suddenly fainted, and they put him in too, and drove off. And the people stood talking and talking and talking and talking. I get very tired of poetry, don't you?